healthy children, a peaceful home, a late-model pickup truck with good AC, and well-timed rain that fell plentifully on the flower beds, but never on Friday night football. We expected nothing more breathtaking than a North Texas sunset, nothing more heavenly than growing old together. Our definition of paradise was a secluded plat of land outside Burleson, Texas, a small town just south of the busy Dallas-Fort Worth metroplex. We're church-going people, Kevin and I, people of faith. We've experienced showers of blessings, as the old gospel song says. Mercy drops falling around us, like when a baby is born after a family has given up hope, or strangers cross paths, and some tug of the heart tells them they are already friends. We always believed in miracles in theory. With God, all things are possible, we're told. And every once in a great, great while, I hear about something that defies odds and brushes fears aside. Now, I'm holding a miracle in my hands. The nurse hands me a computer printout, 2 pages listing all the medications my daughter was on last time I brought her to Boston Children's Hospital. The time she told me she wanted to die and be with Jesus in heaven where there is no pain. 3 years ago, the nurse says, one eyebrow up. Can that be right? That is right. The fact that it's impossible doesn't matter anymore. So, Annabelle, the nurse says, looks like you're 12 now? Anna nods enthusiastically, happy to be 12, happy to be in Boston, happy to be alive. The nurse directs her to hop up on the scale. While I get her vitals, could you please go over these? The nurse says to me, indicating the printout. I need you to review for accuracy so I can update on the computer. Just mark the ones she's still taking. My eyes drift down the list. Prevacid, lansoprazole, a proton pump inhibitor, probiotic supplement, polyethylene glycol, periactin, ciproheptadine, and antihistamine with additional anticholinergic, antiserotonergic, and local anesthetic agents. It's like looking at the surgical scar on Anna's abdomen, just a pale white line now where she was stitched and reopened and stitched back together again. Neurontin, a gabapentin, an anticonvulsant and analgesic. Rifaximin, a semi-synthetic antibiotic based on rifamycin. Augmentin, amoxicillin and clavulanic acid. Tramadol, hydrochloride, for moderate to severe pain. For a moment, the lengthy list blurs in front of my eyes. My God, what her little body went through. Hyoscyamine, a tropane alkaloid and secondary metabolite. Celexa, citalopram, hydrobromide, a selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor. I smile up at the nurse. She's not on any of these. You mean not any of these, she says, indicating the first column with a pen. No, I mean these. I hold up the 2 pages in my hands. She's not taking anything. Wow. Okay. She studies the list. That's really, wow, that's a miracle. She doesn't say it, but that's okay. People generally feel more comfortable calling the small things coincidence or serendipity or dumb luck. Doctors use words like spontaneous remission to explain away the big time inexplicable. A while ago, I made the conscious choice to use the M word. I didn't always see God's hand in the tangled threads of my life, but now I do. He was there in our beginning and every time our world fell apart. He's with us now and into the unknowable future, standing in the light of all he's given us, in the light of all that's happened. I can't not tell you our story. Chapter 1. So it towered higher than all the trees of the field. Its boughs increased and its branches grew long, spreading because of abundant waters. Ezekiel, chapter 31, verse 5. The enormous cottonwood tree in the fenced cow pasture beyond our gravel drive was a